Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Steve, and 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Friday morning. A cloudy sky and 31 degrees. A woman is dead after a one-car crash near Keachai, northeast of Wichita, early today. This happened around 1:45 near K-254 and Oliver. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports a Toyota Camry was headed westbound in the eastbound lanes of K-254. The driver failed to negotiate a curve, hit a bridge rail structure, and caught fire. Dead at the scene, 24-year-old Brooke Spainhauer of Wichita. Police in Newton arrested a high school student following a bomb threat at the school. In a note sent home to parents, school officials said the student was arrested for making a criminal threat at Newton High School. Police and school officials investigated after a note was found left in a classroom between classes. As a precaution, additional police will be stationed at the school today.
The National Governors Association kicks off its winter meeting today in the nation's capital.
The chair of the National Governors Association, Montana Governor Steve Bullock, says one of the topics for the winter meeting will be good jobs for all Americans. He says it will highlight actions governors can take to connect workers to jobs. The meeting will also focus on other issues, including education, health care, tax reform, and cybersecurity. Governors are expected to hold meetings through the weekend. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Federal prosecutors are indicting prison gang members on a number of charges.
18 members of a white supremacist prison gang in Oklahoma are facing charges of racketeering, drug conspiracy, and kidnapping that led to at least six murders over the past 14 years. A federal indictment says the 18 are members of the Universal Aryan Brotherhood, which prosecutors say is a violent whites-only group based primarily in Oklahoma prisons. They are accused of trafficking marijuana and methamphetamine, kidnapping people, and killing rivals. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Court records say a suburban Kansas City man told investigators he didn't seek medical care for his ailing mother before she died. She weighed just 58 pounds and was suffering from open bed sores.
The records were released Wednesday in the case against 51-year-old Raymond McManus of Olathe. He's jailed on a $1 million bond. On charges of first-degree murder and mistreatment of a dependent adult in the death last month of 75-year-old Sharon McManus. Court records say that he told police he didn't follow advice to take his mother to a doctor because the holidays had made him busy, and he was, quote, scared because he had not been taking adequate care of her. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Looking ahead to warmer weather, Wichita City Manager Robert Layton tells KNSS News, what's happening with the city's aquatics plan?
The city council has wrestled with an aquatics plan that's appropriate for the community for at least two or three years. And I think now they have finalized their thoughts and have given us a green light on moving forward with a remodeling of six of our swimming pools and the creation of six new splash pads.
Robert Layton is our guest this weekend on Issues 2019, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
Final preparations are underway for the president's upcoming summit in Vietnam with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Senior Trump administration officials say that next week's two-day summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un will build on last June's bilateral summit in Singapore. The four priorities the president will be looking to advance during the summit are transforming relations between the U.S. and North Korea, establishing a permanent peace regime on the Korean Peninsula, a firm good faith commitment to denuclearization, and a return of remains of all MIAs from the Korean War. President Trump is expected to talk in more depth about the kind of future that North Korea could enjoy economically if Kim follows through on his commitment to full denuclearization. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
All right, wintry weather in the forecast. Let's check it out with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Moisture continues to move our way from the west, and that will give us a chance of drizzle here through this afternoon. Mostly cloudy, mid-30s at noontime, 40 for the afternoon high. Rain increases for us after midnight, our low 38, and windy with occasional showers on Saturday, our high 50, clearing by Saturday night and turning colder. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, 31 degrees, northeast wind at 7 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. It is time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward, and we have a couple of people, well-known people who have passed, who have died, and Ted's going to tell us about that, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll start with actor Vinnie Vella, who died on Wednesday at age 74. Vella, probably best known for his role as a mobster and a deli owner in the movie Casino.
You know what that means, right? That means I got to take another trip out to Vegas, and it's going to cost me another couple of grand.
Vella also starred in several other gangster films, including Analyze That. He passed away from liver cancer.
Hmm.
And we got news yesterday, one of the members of the pop TV band, The Monkees, has died.
Monkees member Peter Tork has died at the age of 77. According to his sister in an article in the Washington Post, he had been battling adenoid cystic carcinoma, a rare cancer affecting his tongue. The Monkees was a TV show that ran in the late 60s that addressed Beatlemania. Tork was cast alongside Mike Nesmith, Mickey Dolenz, and Davy Jones as four rock and roll band members and were selected more for their looks than their musical ability. Although Tork was a multi-instrumentalist, he mostly played keyboard and bass for the band and sang lead on songs like I Don't Think You Know Me and Your Auntie Griselda. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Ah, the Monkees.
The Monkees.
Hey, hey. Let's take a look at what's going on the big screen this weekend.
Fox on film.
I'm Jacqueline Carl.
Morning, wrestling nerds.
Well, this is where we see whether or not you get to go on to WWE.
This is our shot, Zach.
Hello.
If I call your name, that means you'll be coming with me to Florida. Paige. Thank you all very much.
That's a look at Fighting With My Family, starring Lena Headey, Vince Vaughn, Dwayne Johnson, and Nick Frost, about a brother and sister who get a chance to try out for the WWE, but one must go on to achieve what the rest of the family couldn't.
It's a hidden dragon world.
Oh my God, he's not the only one.
She's a light fury.
Yeah.
Toothless, go introduce yourself.
That was a look at How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, the third film in the franchise, where Hiccup and Toothless, along with Astrid, will face their worst threat yet, but they'll also find out Toothless isn't the only one of his kind left. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
And we'll take a look. All right, we'll take a look at let's check in with the panel of judges on Fox's The Masked Singer.
The Fox Celebrity Profile with the judges of Fox's new hit competition show, The Masked Singer. Robin Thicke and Nicole Scherzinger say if some of the remaining performers are professional singers, it could make it easier to identify them.
I had a good little run of guessing correctly.
I mean, for some of them, absolutely spot on. A few of them, not spot on. Who am I playing? Like,
Ken Jeong and Jenny McCarthy admit it's a tough job they have guessing who's behind each mask.
To me, everyone sounds like they're classically trained.
Yeah.
You know,
to you and
me.
Ken.
They're like,
Ken
you sound
thinks
great.
Every performance is the greatest performance he's ever seen.
I do love the fact that I am the doctor and I'm literally the dumbest person on the show. There's something very satisfying.
And with millions waiting to find out who will be unveiled next, it's easy to see why the show has become so popular.
It checks all the boxes, which is different, weird, celebrity, entertaining, the musical competition part, and kids, family friendly.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
We'll talk about the Oscars coming up here shortly.
Okay.
It was 10 years ago on this day that Slumdog Millionaire won Best Picture and 7 other Oscars. And the late Heath Ledger also won that night for Best Supporting Actor Oscar for The Dark Knight. Slumdog Millionaire. Remember, I
never saw it.
I had a conversation with our friend Bob Lutz over at KFH.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I remember at the time I talked with Bob, and he said, you know what? He says, 10 years from now, are we going to look back and say, really? Slumdog Millionaire, Best Picture? And I think at the time I agreed with him, and here we are 10 years later, and I think I still agree with him.
Really?
I was like, that was the Best Picture that year? Well, it was. Hey, happy birthday today to an actor that I really admire, James Hong. is 90 years old today.
Wow. Tell me about that, James.
I'll throw you out a couple of... Well, he's been in about 15 million TV shows and movies. Yeah. He's been in everything. Of course, there's two that jump out to me, of course. One of them is the great Seinfeld episode where they were waiting in the lobby of a Chinese restaurant, and James Hong is the maitre d' who perpetually throughout the entire episode tells them that their table will be ready in, 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
James Hong.
It's a great episode.
Oh, yeah. And another one of my favorite James Hong is he is seated next to Ted Stryker in Airplane, and he's dressed in full Japanese World War II regalia. Yeah. And as Ted Stryker drones on and on with his terrible personal stories about his past, James Hong commits suicide with the knife. I know it's weird to say, but it's sure a funny scene.
Yeah, gosh, I wonder how many TV shows and movies that he's been in. You say at least dozens.
It's hundreds.
And really, that
he's many? I mean, the guy's been in everything.
Wow.
And I saw him in. What did I see him in? I saw some movie about the Korean War with Rock Hudson. I can't remember the name of it. But Rock Hudson plays like a chaplain during the Korean War, and James Hong was in that, and that was like in 1950. It was like 60 years ago, and he was old then. I was like, was James Hong ever young?
Well,
he's 90 today.
He's lived a long life and prospered.
Yep, yeah. Happy birthday to James Hong. He's one of my favorites. All right, let's take our final spotlight on the Oscar categories we've been doing in recent days. Today we're going to look at the spotlight on the Best Director.
The Oscar party can be upscale or low-key.
T-shirt or tuxedo. Always start with a champagne cocktail.
And the Oscar goes to...
And the Oscar goes to...
The Academy Awards.
Thank you so much.
Black Klansman brings Spike Lee his first ever Best Director nod.
KKK is planning an attack.
It's the early 70s and the first black cop in Colorado recruits a Jewish officer to infiltrate the KKK. Pavel Pavlovsky's Cold War follows a couple in 1949 as they meet and navigate the social and political turbulence of the times.
Stop it!
I am the queen, but you are mad.
Yorgos Lanthimos' The Favourite details the emotionally unstable Queen Anne, whose confidant is really the one ruling Great Britain, but she has a new challenger in this political power play. Alfonso Cuarón's Roma looks at the political landscape in Mexico City in the early 70s through Cleo's eyes, a maid in the household of a middle-class doctor.
When you have power, people will always try to take it from you, always.
And Dick Cheney rises from humble beginnings to the heights of politics in Adam McKay's Vice. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
There you go. Hey.
Footnote.
we were talking James about Hong. James Hong.
Yeah.
He was in Chinatown.
One of my favorite movies. He was the butler helping helping the lady escape. James Hong.
Guy's been in everything. Airplane is the Japanese general. Mm. Blade Runner. Big Trouble in Little China.
Yep.
Oh, guy's been in everything. All right. All right, let's finish up with the Academy Awards, of course, on Sunday. Let's look at some ideas about what you can serve for your Oscars viewing party guests.
The Oscar party can be upscale or low-key.
T-shirt or tuxedo. Always start with a champagne cocktail. It's just some champagne, a little bit of Angostura bitters, some cognac, add-ins that you want, like Chambord and orange.
David Leet of Leet's Culinaria says amp up your popcorn.
Maple syrup. You have bacon that you add in, and also you cook it in some bacon fat, so therefore there's that really smoky, wonderful flavor. For something a little bit more substantial, there's baked fontina. You put it in the oven until it browns and bubbles on top, and you smear it on country bread or rolls.
Now for the black tie crowd, bow tie pasta, a little caviar, and truffle oil. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Oh, fancy. There you go.
Yeah.
By the way, James Hong, IMDb lists him with 432 acting credits
over
the years. Yeah.
Man.
And he's still working. There's stuff in 2019. He's still on the list at the age of 90. Bless his heart. All right, there you go. That's entertainment news in the blur for this week, brought to you by our friends at Napoleon Appliance Repair. It's a family-owned appliance repair business, and they do a great job. If you need an appliance repaired, you can call Terry or Rachel for an appointment. Their phone number is 316-409-1525. The good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair.
844 now, Steve and 10 in the morning. Coming up, the Wichita Business Journal update. Looking ahead to Business Women's Mentoring Monday.
Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.